Welcome to Witness, a ministry of Covenant Presbyterian Church in Jackson, Mississippi. Join us in person for worship each Sunday at 9:30 a.m. For more information about Covenant, including discipleship and mission opportunities, visit us at www.covenantpresjackson.org.
The book of Exodus began with slavery. The Israelites, descendants of Israel, Jacob, were slaves, in chains, oppressed in Egypt under the heavy hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And in their distress, they cried out to the Lord. They cried out to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He heard their cries. He remembered his covenant, the covenant he made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, where he promised to be their God and the God of their descendants forever. The Israelites in chains, oppressed in Egypt, were his people, his chosen people. The Lord heard the cries of his covenant people, and he answered. God saved his people, redeemed his people, brought them out of slavery, out from Pharaoh, out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. They were now free. And the day they walked out of the most powerful nation on earth was a new beginning. The Lord told them to mark it. Keep time by it. It was to be the first day of the first month of new life. The Lord then led them through the Red Sea, drowning the army, fed them bread from heaven, providing for them in the wilderness, and gave them the law, showing them how life is lived best. The Lord also gave instructions for the tabernacle. The tabernacle was a tent, the Lord's tent, the place where God chose to dwell among his people, be present in the midst of his people. The tabernacle was where God's people could meet with the Lord, worship him. The Lord gave instructions for his tent, the details, the dimensions, the design, the materials, the components for the furniture, for the tent itself, for the courtyard, and even for the priestly garments. The Lord even called and equipped by his Spirit artists, artisans, craftsmen to fashion it, construct it. Bezalel and Aholiab. Well, the five chapters leading up to Exodus 40, the final chapter of the book, are about the construction of all the components of the tabernacle, the construction of the furniture and the tent and the courtyard and the priestly garments. Once the work was complete, once it was fashioned according to God's plan, they bring it to Moses. Moses blesses them. And then the Lord speaks. Listen to the first verse of chapter 40 of Exodus. On the first day of the first month, you shall erect the tabernacle of the tent of meeting. The Lord tells Moses to build the tabernacle, to pitch his tent, but don't miss the when. The first day of the first month, 1 year to the day when God's people walked out of Egypt, the 1 year anniversary of God's salvation, the deliverance of his people. Moses obeyed. He put up the tent. He placed the law, the tablets of the law, in the ark, covered it with the mercy seat, and placed it in the Holy of Holies. He put the table in the holy place, arranged the bread on it. He set up the lamp. He placed the altar outside the entrance of the tent. He constructed the courtyard. And as soon as the work was complete, as soon as Moses finished tying the last strap on the entrance to the courtyard, the Lord entered his tent. God came in glory. Listen again to verse 34. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. God's glory filled the tent of meeting. Now, the Israelites had already received glimpses of God's glory, brief, fading snapshots of his glory. They glimpsed it in the plagues God sent on the Egyptians, the frogs, the flies, the hell, the darkness, the death of the firstborn. They glimpsed it in the miraculous parting of the Red Sea, in the pillar of cloud and fire that led them in the wilderness, in the thunder and the lightning, the fire and the smoke on Mount Sinai. Now, those were all through his creation or from a distance. They still had not seen or experienced God's glory up close until now. As they stood together in the camp, all the tribes surrounding the tabernacle, God's glory descended in cloud and filled it in radiance and splendor, in magnificence and beauty. God's glory is his weightiness, his heaviness, his majesty, the majesty of the creator of heaven and earth, the splendor of the all-powerful, all-knowing, all-righteous, all-holy Lord of heaven and earth, the beauty of eternity. Now, when the cloud descended, the God of creation, the God who heard the cries of his people, the God who redeemed them, who parted the Red Sea, who provided bread from heaven, who led them in the wilderness, who gave the law, was present with his people in their midst, in the tent. But there was one problem. They could not enter. God was present, but they could not meet with him, not even Moses. Why? Because of sin. Because of their sin. And God in his glory, God in his holiness cannot abide sin. A sinful person cannot be in his presence and live. There had to be sacrifice for sin, atonement for sin, blood, death, because that's what sin deserves. But God made provision. An animal could be a substitute. Then you could enter the tabernacle. Then you could be in his presence. Well, not only was God with his people, in their midst present, he also led them. He guided them in the wilderness, guided them toward the promised land, led them home. Listen to verse 36 again. Throughout all their journeys, whenever the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the people of Israel would set out. The cloud led them. Well, the tabernacle is no more. But in about a month, we celebrate a new beginning. In fact, we mark time by it, the year by it. Christmas, the birth of Jesus, the one whom our assurance of forgiveness from Hebrews chapter 1 calls the radiance of the glory of God. At Christmas, we celebrate that God in his glory, in his weightiness, his heaviness, his majesty, the majesty of the creator of heaven and earth, the splendor of the all-powerful, all-knowing, all-righteous, all-holy Lord of heaven and earth, the beauty of eternity, entered creation, took on flesh, tabernacled among us, and was born to Mary. We celebrate the coming of Emmanuel, God with us, in person, in Jesus. The radiance of God's glory, revealing God's heart for you, his love for you. Well, in our New Testament reading from Matthew chapter 17, Peter and James and John, disciples of Jesus, followers of Jesus, witnessed the fullness of his glory. Jesus took these three disciples up a mountain, and this is what happened. Listen to verse 2 of that passage again. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. Glory. Then Moses and Elijah appeared with Jesus, talking to Jesus. Now, put yourself in the place of Peter or James or John up there on the mountain. There's Jesus in all his glory, the glory of the eternal Son. There's Moses and Elijah right there before you. Now, I imagine that Peter and James and John probably stood there frozen, paralyzed at the sight, mouths open, unsure of what to say, unsure of what to do. But then Peter thinks of something, bold Peter. Peter speaks. Listen to his words from verse 4. Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here. Jesus, this is good. Peter's saying, it's so good that we should stay. I'll even make you a tent. I'll make you a tabernacle, and one for Moses and one for Elijah. Well, while Peter was still speaking, we're told that a bright cloud descended, just like in our Exodus passage, and a voice spoke out of the cloud, the voice of the Father, the Word of God. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. At this, the disciples fell on their faces, on the ground, in fear, in the presence of the glory of the Lord. But Jesus came to them and spoke, "Rise and have no fear." Well, encountering Jesus in all his glory, the radiance of the glory of God, the disciples did not want to leave. They wanted to stay on the mountaintop, to make tents, to camp out. But Jesus needed to descend. His path was through the valley, through suffering, through humiliation, injustice, death. Jesus' road led to Jerusalem and the cross. He told his disciples this, but they didn't listen or understand. Peter actually took Jesus aside and told him it could never happen to him. But out of the cloud, the Father told them to listen. To listen to Jesus tells you to listen to Jesus. They could not stay on the mountain because the radiance of God's glory, the one whose face shone like the sun, whose clothes became as light, the one who filled the tabernacle, was also the sacrifice for sin, the atonement for sin. Blood, death, the cross, for you. Jesus Christ leads you out of Egypt, frees you, and through faith in him, you can enter the tabernacle. You can meet with God, no longer separated because of sin. Rather, you can be in his presence, the presence of his glory, the cloud, you can worship. Rise and have no fear. Lift up your eyes and see Jesus. Emmanuel. He was with Israel. He is with you. But you can't stay on the mountaintop. You can't stay up on the mountain. On the mountaintop, the air is clear. On the mountaintop, you're under the cloud. On the mountaintop, you see Jesus in his glory. On the mountaintop, you feel the presence of the living God. And like Peter, maybe you'd like to make a tent. But not for the Lord, for yourself, because you want to stay. You want to stay on the mountain, but you can't. It's not home. It's not your home. It's only a taste of it. It only gives you a glimpse of it. You have to come down from the mountain. You have to follow Jesus and descend. And as you know, the road goes through valleys. The path goes through suffering, sorrow, adversity, pain, distress, struggles, uncertainty, and heartbreak. But you don't travel alone. You do not walk the road alone. The one who was with Israel is with you. Emmanuel. And not only is he with you, he leads you just like he led Israel. Jesus has already traveled the road you're on. He knows it. Jesus has been through the valley. He knows the valley. But the valley is not the destination. Like the Israelites, he's leading you home. He's leading you to the promised land. And you won't need to make a tent because he is preparing a place for you where you will be in his presence, the glory of his presence, under the cloud forever. Better than the mountaintop for eternity. Well, the book of Exodus offers a picture of life in God, life in Jesus, bondage, freedom, redemption, law, God with us, providing for us, leading us home.
Thank you for tuning in to Witness, a ministry of Covenant Presbyterian Church in Jackson, Mississippi.